This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Jaroski of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
Wonderful.
Glad to hear it. Today we're talking about the article called October Surprise, written by Ben, that appeared in the Reader on November 5th, 2009. This article explains to Chicago property owners why their property taxes have gone up. And I should point out that renters who may be listening should have a concern about this because rents are based on what the landlords are paying for property taxes.
Renters like to think they're above it all. Just because they're clueless and ignorant does not mean they're unaffected by this. It's funny to try to get renters to try to understand property tax. Like, it doesn't affect me. Why should I care?
They're clueless and ignorant, except for those listening to this broadcast.
Well, by definition, those people are neither clueless nor ignorant.
Let's start out with talking about what part of the property tax receipts are shortchanged, as you point out in your article. I have here my 2008 second installment property tax bill. And on this bill, there are 13 entities named that are taxing me, what I'll call taxing bodies. Only one of those is the City of Chicago corporate entity. The other that are city entities with presumably their own taxing budgets are the Chicago Park District, the Chicago Board of Education, city colleges, the libraries, and something is called the School Building Fund. When a TIF district gets created and the incremental tax starts getting siphoned off to, you know, the TIF fund for that district, which of these funds gets diverted? All the ones that are in City of Chicago jurisdiction? Just the City of Chicago corporate entity?
Every single taxing body.
All of them, even like Cook County?
Absolutely. That's why the Cook County commissioners, it was incumbent upon them to seriously consider Mike Quigley's proposal to put TIF information on the property tax bill, because effectively the county of Cook is overtaxing its taxpayers in order to pay for the TIFs, not just in the City of Chicago. There's plenty of suburban TIFs as well. So every single entity on your tax bill, every single entity diverts a portion to the TIFs. And why? Here comes an explanation of how it works. When a TIF is created, it limits the amount of property that can be taxed by all these taxing bodies. It freezes it. And so as a result, they have to raise their rates to compensate to make the money they need to pay their bills. So effectively, any TIF anywhere causes every taxpayer everywhere to pay more in taxes. It affects renters too, because those property taxes are passed on to you in the form of your rent.
And our listeners can take a look at my tax bill on the MrRadio.org webpage for this broadcast. I'll redact the sensitive information, such as where I live and
Oh my God, and all your girlfriends.
The names of my children.
How did they get your girlfriends on this tax bill?
So you can see what we're talking about there. So in the years you and I have been talking about this, I didn't realize that not just the city's taxing bodies, their income was being siphoned off, their property tax income, but the county's taxing income was being siphoned off by something that the city designates.
Water rec. Yeah, everybody. And the beautiful thing about TIFs is they hammer everybody, and they cause all these different taxing bodies to raise the amount of money that they generate from taxpayers and then turn it over to Mayor Daley. And don't feel embarrassed or ashamed, not that you do, that this is an awareness, because that's the beauty of TIFs. Every day something new.
It keeps giving.
It's such a great scam. There's so many aspects to this scam. Number one, that he continues to get away with it. It's such a convoluted, complicated scam that most people just choose to ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist.
Let's talk about one of the little esoteric details that you revealed in your article. You itemized the city's levy for the 2009 budget year. And you say that the levy includes pensions, long-term debt, and funding for the libraries. The funding for the libraries, I'm wondering if that's different from what appears on my property tax bill as the library fund.
No, that is the library fund. When it comes to a property tax bill, I truly believe bureaucrats sit around and say, what can we do to confuse somebody? I know, instead of saying it's the library, we'll call it the library fund. So then people might think, what, it's like a money that they use to pay for lost books? Or, I mean, who knows what, as opposed to City of Chicago is pretty specific. You could just say Chicago Library, Or perhaps you might want to put them together, since Mayor Daley pretty much controls the libraries by virtue of the fact that he names the people on the library board and names the library commissioner. So why even bother separating the library? I'm sure if you interviewed a bureaucrat, they would give you some confusing, senseless bureaucratic explanation as to why the library fund is distinguished on your property tax bill from the city as a whole. But one thing it does serve to do is make you feel better about the taxes you pay, because who can be against libraries as opposed to handouts to well-connected downtown developers?
Lastly, this week, both the Tribune and the Sun-Times blasted the Daley administration for a TIF policy that leads to increased property taxes. And previous to that, you and I had talked about how the newspapers, the major newspapers, seem to editorially de-emphasize the fact that tax increment financing leads to inappropriate subsidies. And even the UIC newspaper, the Chicago Flame, in the most recent issue, is making the same point. So as Amy Goodman would say, your reaction.
Is that what Amy Goodman would say? Yes. I would say it's all incremental. Ooh, the change is very incremental. I didn't see the Tribune's blasting of it. So
it was actually a column by Dennis Byrne.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't constitute.
That's different from an editorial.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They still don't understand it. I saw the Sun-Times, and I was happy to see it. I think it's an evolution that the papers themselves have found themselves in a corner on this point, because they now recognize and realize that this is an issue that they should have been reporting for the last 10 years, that they haven't been reporting for the last 10 years, and they don't know how to gracefully start reporting something that they had not been reporting without raising the issue, why haven't we been reporting this? I think what we'll probably see as time goes on is that they'll just drop all pretenses of dealing with the other issue of why they haven't been reporting, and sooner or later it will become commonplace, at which point we will triumphantly raise a glass of that delicious homemade brew that you concoct, because it will be because of little people like you and me that the big boys finally had to recognize that $600 million is going out the window and we haven't been paying any attention to it.
And try not to break our arms patting ourselves on the back.
I'm very flexible. Look.
He's doing it, folks. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, one more time. Let's show everybody the property tax bill. Thank
this
you.
Is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast.
Why not?
Thanks for listening.